Welcome to the Knit Before Christmas for Winter 2025, brought to you by the Seamus Church Institute, all rights reserved. My name is Don Sheets. The Knit Before Christmas Winter 2025 is a publication of the Seamus Church Institute, seamuschurch.org, 212-349-9090. Investing in SCI's mission-driven work on behalf of mariners and seafarers, SCI upholds enduring legacy of serving and protecting the personal and professional lives of mariners with unwavering compassion and dedication. We are committed to partnering with the maritime industry to ensure dignity within the workplace and the safety of vessel operations and maritime environments. Through our efforts, we strive to foster a safer, respectful, and sustainable maritime community, both internationally and domestically. Our core values are compassion, dependability, and integrity. Our corporate sponsors, the Seamus Church Institute is grateful to the following sponsors for their support. Sustaining and supporting sponsors invest at the highest level to further our mission-driven work on behalf of mariners' personal, professional, and spiritual welfare. To learn more about sponsorships and their associated benefits, please visit seamuschurch.org/sponsors. Sustaining sponsors, American Commercial Barge Line, Ingram Barge Company, Trinity Church, a parish in the city of New York, Trinity Church, New York. Supporting sponsors, American Bureau of Shipping, Genco Shipping and Trading Limited, Kirby Corporation, McAllister Towing and Transportation Company Incorporated, Mediterranean Shipping, Moran Towing Corporation, Tote. In-kind sponsor, Seward and Kissel, LP. Winter 2025 Knit Notes. I'd like to dedicate this issue of Before Christmas to the more than 1,000 individuals and groups who, through their behind-the-scenes work, make Christmas at Sea, CAS, possible and contribute to the continuing success and growth of this special program. The anchor of CAS is the dedicated group of fiber artists from across the country and beyond who create stunning warm apparel and tailor drawstring ditty bags. This year, we were wowed by the number of seamstresses who added impressive design elements, such as cross stitches and appliques, to ditty bags. Not all volunteers knit, crochet, or sew. We receive hundreds of holiday greeting cards with personal, handwritten, heartfelt messages, many made by school children. There are volunteers who focus their efforts on collecting toiletries and non-perishable snacks, and we would be hard-pressed to deliver anything without the assistance of packing groups. Ministry on the River, MOR, chaplains and chaplain associates coordinate the operations along seemingly endless miles of U.S. inland ways. In Port Newark, CSI chaplains and chaplain associates keep the SCI fleet vehicles filled with Santa sacks for delivery during ship visits starting in December and continuing into January. I would be remiss if I didn't give a boisterous Technicolor shout-out to SCI colleagues who, without exception, are eager to pitch in and are ready to help. Accolades to you, volunteers, staff, trustees, and friends who support CAS in all sorts of ways. It's difficult to come up with adequate words to describe how much your involvement means. Your efforts make a tangible difference. Thank you. With gratitude, Joanne Bartosik, Senior Manager of Development and Christmas at Sea. CIS by the total number of donations, knits, crochets, ditty bags, 27,833. Number of knits, crochets donated, 22,942. Number of ditty bags donated, 4,891. Number of CAS volunteers, individuals, 780. Number of new individual volunteers for 2024, 147. Number of CAS groups, 150. Number of new CAS groups for 2024, 34. Names and states of the top three individual volunteers. Helga K., North Carolina, 678. Loretta Z., Texas, 596. Judy H., New York, 413. Names, cities, and states of the top three groups. Episcopal Diocese of Wisconsin, Oshkosh, Wisconsin, 460. St. Anne's Episcopal Church, Old Lyme, Connecticut, 392. The Church of St. Mark and All Saints, Galloway, New Jersey, 372. Volunteers Abroad, Belgium, Italy, and the UK. Port Newark, 4,721 ditties delivered to 185 vessels between December 2, 2024 and January 6, 25. CIS on the River, 12,295 knits, crochets delivered along inland waterways for mariners. The print version of this magazine also shows the number of volunteers from each state by state and will not be read here. Photos on this page include CIS volunteer Robin Mark and SCI chaplain Michelle McWilliams work alongside Joanne Bartosik. Robin, well into her fourth year of volunteering, processes donation. Michelle is indispensable in preparing shipments for CIS on the River and in her role as chaplain delivering gift bags to ships in Port Newark. A huge thank you to our packing group volunteers 2024, Jeffrey and Felicity Affortunato, Calvary Episcopal Church, Flemington, New Jersey, Christ Episcopal Church, Glendale, Ohio, Council on Port Performance, Workforce Development Implementation, East Coast Warehouse, Edie Klink and Maggie Husser, Seaside Park, New Jersey, Green Marine, Hapag-Lloyd, Maher Terminals, 1, Ocean Network Express, New York Navy League, Notre Dame High School, East Stroudsburg, Pennsylvania, Port Authority of New York and New Jersey, Business Development and Industry Relations Group and Operations, Port Newark Container Terminal, PNCT, and Ports America, Elsa Botany, Joanne Filicamo, Turid Austinson, and Regina Refstey, Staten Island, New York, San Jacinto College Maritime Campus, Veronica Stanford, Elizabeth Chamber of Commerce, St. David's Episcopal Church, Cranberry, New Jersey, St. John's Episcopal Church, Little Silver, New Jersey, SUNY, State University of New York Maritime Cadets, Tow Works, Trinity Church, New York City, Trinity Episcopal Church, Cranford, New Jersey, Trinity Episcopal Church, Vicksburg, Mississippi, United States Coast Guard, SEC, New York, United States Merchant Marine Academy, USMMA, Cadets, U.S. Customs and Border Protection, the Women's Club of Morristown, New Jersey, Women's International Shipping and Trading Association, WISTA, Connecticut, New Jersey, New York, and a shout out to the Shipping Association of New York and New Jersey for providing toiletries and non-perishable snacks in support of Port Packing. To see all the photos of our fantastic 2024 volunteer packing groups, visit SiemensChurch.org/PICS-CAS. Mariner thank yous. We want to thank all the people who took time to knit these wonderful gifts. They're sure keeping our heads warm. Good day, Merry Christmas, and Happy New Year to all of you from Master and entire crew of Hafnia, Australia. Many thanks for all the gifts. Our crew are very happy. Best regards, Captain John Red Jorisinski, Master of Hafnia, Australia. Dear Siemens Church Institute, good day. Please let me share my kind appreciation for the gifts provided to the crew members of MT Sunny Lakes. Thank you. On behalf of all of our crew members on the MT Sunny Lakes, I am sending heartfelt wishes for a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year 2025. May the spirit of Christmas bring peace and happiness to your heart and home. And may 2025 bring you success and prosperity. Best regards, Captain Alexander Diakov, Master of MT Sunny Lakes. Plus, a belated gift for you for our gifts from last year. Dear SCI team, good day. I, Captain Somsio, on the behalf of my crew, would like to send our warm greetings and thanks for choosing us to be one of the recipients of gifts from your organization. We hope that your organization and all your volunteers prosper this year and beyond with a big smile and good health as always. Attached is a photo on board of crew wearing the handmade hats and scarves as a sign of appreciation for all your efforts to help all those on board. Your gifts remind them that they are not being taken for granted. We thank you so much. Respectfully yours, Captain Somsio, Crew MV Hutton. The Roper Legacy Society supporting mariners. The Roper Legacy Society acknowledges the thoughtful generosity and foresight of those individuals who have included the Siemens Church Institute in their estate plans. we'd like to celebrate the current members of the Roper Legacy Society. Thank you. Mrs. Norma J. Agatstein, Mr. and Mrs. George D. Benjamin, Miss Ann D. Bill Meyer, Mrs. Barbara A. Bowden, Mrs. Gail Runquist Chen, Janice C. Coleman, and Richard G. Elgeyer, Mrs. Edith H. DeVoe, Miss Marjorie Doveman, Mr. and Mrs. Richard T. DeMullen, Estate of Elm M. Payne, Estate of Charles F. Pope, Estate of Charles S. Keene, Estate of Edward W., Estate of Eleanor Monahan, Estate of Enid Storm Dwyer, Estate of Estelle A. Manning, Estate of George P. Lumsden, Estate of Kate B. Sheedle, Estate of Kathy W. Dolan, Estate of Marcia W. Moore, Estate of Sarah DeCoy, Estate of Virginia A. Smith, Miss Mary Ellen Furtiber, Mrs. Ruth L. Fletcher Farrell, Mr. and Mrs. David S. French, Mrs. Marie Lee Gallard, Miss Jo Ellen Heil, Mr. and Mrs. Chester D. Hooper, Mr. George M. Isdale, Jr., John B. Crockett Trust, Mr. Robert J. Kent, Mr. and Mrs. Mark K., Mr. and Mrs. James R. Lawrence, Mr. and Mrs. Robert A. Littlefield, Mr. and Mrs. Alfred Lee Loomis III, Miss Ruth Ada McElroy, Mr. and Mrs. Thomas L. McLean, Mr. Christian R. Mrs. Eleanor B., Mrs. Nelda L. Montgomery, Bruce G. Paulson, Esquire, Dr. Craig E. Phillip and Miss Marion Ott, Mr. Edward Shearer, the Reverend Dr. and Mrs. James R. Whittenmore, Mr. James L. Wilson, Mr. Carlisle Windley. Through their planned gifts, Roper Legacy Society members enable SCI to continue to meet the needs of mariners through pastoral care, continuing education, and training and advocacy. If you would like more information or to join the Roper Legacy Society today, email Amy Mugavero, Director, Advancement and Strategic Initiatives at amugavero@siemenschurch.org or call 212-349-9090, siemenschurch.org. This has been a recording of The Knit Before Christmas, Winter 25, brought to you by the Siemens Church Institute. All rights reserved. My name is Don.